Steve Carroll, you are Director of Industry Relations for realestate.com, which is basically the Rightmove equivalent in Oz. What's your role and what are you doing at realestate.com to make you more accessible and loved in the real estate industry in Oz? And let's see if the portals in the UK could learn from what you're doing.
Absolutely. So I've been at realestate.com today for 10 years now. So for the first 8 years, I was the director of sales. So obviously account managers who looked after real estate agents across Australia reported into me.
So basically you were almost the, what the, everyone would know, the Miles Ship side of realestate.com in Oz.
Yeah.
That's a compliment, by the way.
Okay, fantastic. And so a couple of years ago, one of the things we've been battling with for many, many years is trying to build up a reputation with the industry that we're not all about just taking. We're about taking and making profit, but we're also about giving.
Did you have a bad name for yourself in the industry a few years ago?
We had a bad name.
What? Because it was all take, take, take. It was gives
all,
you money.
It was all take, 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 and there was huge suspicion that REA's intention was to go direct to seller and cut out the agent, and that is 100% never been our intention. But that was the perception from the industry. So it was a combination of lack of trust and a combination of we were making a huge amount of money for the News Corp empire, and real estate agents didn't like it. And look, we introduced a number of things, and we spent a lot.
How
of
did you realize this, or did you just? Oh, know?
No, well, two ways. Number one, the reception you get when you're out in the market, and that's pretty obvious. And number two is the research that we would do when twice a year we would go to market, and we would obviously do research on customer sentiment towards our company. And look, we have improved over the last 4 or 5 years, but I think the improvement in customer sentiment has been slow. And so the company decided that they would introduce a brand new position, Director of Industry Relations, and the Director of Industry Relations, which is me, is charged to give back to the industry. And one of the key KPIs I have, Chris, is to go overseas to look at what other real estate industries are doing, look at what other industries are doing, the retail industry, the travel industry, bring back the best bits and say to real estate agents in Australia, I've got some ideas, come to this free seminar, and I'll give you some ideas that you can implement in your business.
So you're almost becoming the best trainer and guru in Australia for free.
Well, certainly it's for free. And, you know, I mean, here we are today. It's what, June, middle of June. I think I have, I've probably spoken at least 40, 45 conferences since Christmas, since January the 1st, yeah. On average, each of those conferences, let's say, had 100 people. So, you know, 40, that's 4,500 real estate agents listening to not me talking about realestate.com.au, because we know that the audience won't give their time to listen to me to spouting on about how good we are. What they want to know is what's happening in Asia, what's happening in America, what's happening in Europe that they can plagiarize. And what they particularly are interested in is what's happening in other industries that they can implement in real estate. And that's my job.
What sort of response have you had from the real estate industry in the last 2 years?
Awesome. Brilliant. So,
and what sort of metrics can you prove to yourself that the happiness rating has gone up in?
Yeah, well, look, we've got to be honest with each other. So changing a perception that has been in existence for 10 years or more is like trying to turn an oil tank around. It takes time. Yeah. So we're not going to see overnight sentiment go from here to here. What we are going to see is those conversations that happen when we're not in the room. So, you know, for example, I was with the Real Estate Institute of Queensland board recently, and I think they've forgotten that I was actually part of the table. Mm-hmm. And they got talking about how their perception was realestate.com.au was more light than they were 3 years ago. Yeah. And so a lot of it's anecdotal, a lot of it's very much conversations you hear. But I think when we look at the measures as well through the research, we're definitely going in the right direction, but it's slow.
Would you recommend the likes of Zoopla and Rightmove do similar things in the UK?
Well, look, obviously, I'm not familiar with the customer sentiment ratings towards Rightmove and Zoopla. What I do know is big organisations are always perceived to be takers rather than givers, and therefore I'm kind of guessing that Rightmove and Zoopla probably have the same challenge.
The thing that particularly impresses me, Steve, is the fact is that you're adding a human face. You're humanising the portals. You see, Rightmove have their own like online training. They have webinars and things like that.
We have that. Yeah.
But the thing is that you personally are going out there and you know, I am going to be interviewing Rightmove and Zoopla in the autumn, and I'm going to be questioning them on their, what I'm trying to say is, if you roll the clock back 15 years, Rightmove was very much seen as a partner.
Yeah.
We're in this together.
Yeah.
And now they've become more very much aloof, and, you know, I've heard such phrases as their local account manager saying, you need us more than we need you.
Well, it's interesting because one of the phrases that often was attached to REA, not so much now, but I mean, we still get this a bit, but certainly was a lot 4, 5, 6 years ago, was a necessary evil. Now, when you think about that, that's pretty hurtful. You work for a company that is a necessary evil, yeah? And that's what we're fighting against. And so, you know, I think there's two things that really work in my favor. Number one, I'm visible. And, you know, there is no one at the company.
Do you think that's important, that you're a human
amazing, face? Amazingly important. And there's not one person in REA out of 1,300 people that is on a plane more than me. So I am the number one frequent flyer for Qantas within the company. And we don't just stick to the big cities. We will go into the bush and we will be visible. So that's point one. Point two, which is really interesting, is the average age of a real estate agent in Australia is around about 51, 52, the average age. I'm 54. That is a master coup, because I believe me talking to an industry where I'm at a similar age level really gets cut through. Whereas if you had somebody doing my job who was in their early 20s, I think there'd be a lot more cynicism towards a 20-year-old trying to teach an old dog new tricks. And look, and I can be pretty blunt and abrasive with these real estate. I think I've gained the respect to say, hey, look, don't tell me you didn't learn about technology and computers at school, because I didn't either. When I went to school in Kettering, I never learned about technology. I've had to get out of my comfort zone to stay relevant. So, Chris, I don't buy that one.
How are the local account managers seen in Oz? Has this helped their job?
I would like, without question. I mean, obviously, you'd need to ask the REA account managers. But, for example, I presented at the first national conference in Singapore 3 or 4 weeks ago. So, what, 200 business owners, so it's a big franchise group, 300 offices members in Australia, of which 200 were in Singapore. My presentation, which is a non-product pushing presentation, is about consumer trends. We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. It's about showing them what the best of other countries are doing. My presentation rated very, very highly, because obviously we live in a world of ratings and reviews. I would guess that when the local account manager walked into the First National office in the Gold Coast, the reception was more positive because of what they experienced from me in Singapore. So that's kind of part of the loop.
I think if anyone from Rightmove and Zoopla is watching this, I think you guys could learn a lot from Steve and what REA are doing. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks very much.